Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jimmy
Cass.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And we'll
breaking up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Well, good evening out there. It is Think Thursday. We're going to give you a lot to think about this evening. I hope you had a phenomenal day. I knew I did. It was a gorgeous day out there. And you know, we believe in unity without harmony creates no peace, but unification with action creates victories, and that's what we're about here. And you know, it's about our youth, but I'm going to give you something to think about. What is youth? The French philosopher Roger Girardi suggests that while most people believe a person is born young and then ages and dies, in reality, acquiring youth in the deepest sense is a very long and challenging process. The youth which he speaks is the spiritual strength, not the stagnant or the growth resistance to change, but to stay ever open to new possibilities. It is the power of the spirit that refuses to succumb to complacency and strives forward. So that's what we do here. We strive forward. And we're going to have Miss Gloria Melion coming on with us. She's going to give us something to think about. And after that, the segment will be with me. Yoshi, what's up? And she says it's perfect timing. We need to find out what that perfect timing is about. But before we bring them on, let me just play this for you, because Gloria is going to give you something to think about. We're deciding here on things we need to do. She's going to share with you this evening.
Yeah. Somebody can tell me what to do. Cause what I'm doing, I'm doing for you.
Don't get me wrong, I'm really not too.
That's right. Whatever we're doing right now, trying to stay alive and take care of one another, we're not doing it for us. We're doing it for them. We're doing it for each other out here. And we have Ms. Gloria Melion coming on with us this evening, telling us 10 reasons why we should do a particular thing so that we can keep on moving forward. Gloria Melion, are you on the air with us tonight?
I am on the air with you, Ms. Linda McShane.
Welcome in. Welcome.
Thank you.
I know you had a beautiful day, and you know I'm going to put my thank you and appreciation and gratitude out there ahead of time. Because once you get started,
okay.
I want to interrupt you. Thank you so much for coming on, Karen, and sharing with us.
All righty. Well, you know, there's so much, talk about the vaccine. We should get it, we shouldn't get it, this, that, and the other. And so I allow myself to be curious to get some information that I wanted to find out about. And I'm sure, just like I did, there are many others that, you know, want to know, what's really the deal with the vaccines? And so there were a couple of questions I wanted to have answered. And I wanted to know, why should I be vaccinated? I wanted to know, what is a vaccine? And why are they important? Why should I take one? So anyway, and vaccine is another word for, you know, some people use immunization. This time I haven't heard that word bandied about as much as we hear the vaccine. But we know from, childhood we had to be vaccinated for measles, mumps, and, all those childhood diseases that we could have caught had we not been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not anything new. It's just that, you know, there's so much misinformation, you know, out in the ethers, I'll say. And, sometimes we just need to, you know, to clear up things to find out what the facts are. And what I found out is that, you know, like for instance, with the COVID vaccine that's going on, well, one thing that's common about a vaccine is that this is something that you take to prevent a certain thing from happening, a certain disease to take hold in your body. So what it does is it helps to build up your immune system against that particular disease. So I'll start out with the 10 reasons why we should get vaccinated. Now, these reasons are coming from the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. So the first thing they said, that vaccine-preventable diseases have gone away. So the viruses and bacteria that cause illness and death still exist, and they can still be passed on to those who are not protected by vaccines. So in a time when, you know, we can travel across the globe in a day, and so it's not hard to see how easily diseases can travel too. So that's one reason why we should be vaccinated. Number two is vaccines help keep you healthy. The CDC recommends vaccinations throughout your life, you know, to protect us against many infections. So it says, when you skip vaccines, you leave yourself vulnerable to illnesses such as shingles. You might have to help me with this one, pneumococcal disease, influenza, HPV, and hepatitis B. And these are both leading causes of cancer. So there are vaccines for these particular diseases. I can think of three people that I know personally that have been dealing with shingles.
Okay.
And so that's something that can be preventable. There's a vaccine for that. Number three, vaccines are as important to your overall health as diet and exercise. Like eating healthy foods, exercising, and getting regular checkups, vaccines play a vital role in keeping you healthy. Vaccines are one of the most convenient and safest preventive care measures available.
Hmm.
4. Vaccination can mean the difference between life and death. Vaccine-preventable infections are dangerous. Every year, approximately 50,000 U.S. adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases in the U.S. 5, vaccines are safe. The U.S. has the most post-licensure surveillance system in the world, making vaccines extremely safe. There is extraordinarily strong data from many different medical investigations, all pointing to the safety of vaccines. In fact, vaccines are among the safest products in all of medicine. 6, vaccines won't give you the disease they are designed to prevent. So in other words, you can't catch the disease from the vaccine. Some vaccines do contain killed virus, and it is impossible to get the disease from them. Others have live but weakened viruses designed to ensure that you cannot catch the disease. 7, young and healthy people can get very sick too. So infants and the elderly are at a greater risk for serious infections and complications in many cases. But vaccine-preventable diseases can strike anyone. If you're young and healthy, getting vaccinated can help you stay that way. 8, vaccine-preventable diseases are expensive. An average influenza illness can last up to 15 days, typically with 5 or 6 missed work days. Adults who get hepatitis A lose on average of 1 month of work.
Mm-hmm.
9, when you get sick, your children, grandchildren, and parents and other people that are in your life are at risk too. A vaccine-preventable disease that might make you sick for a week or two could prove deadly for your children, your grandchildren, your parents, your friends, you know, whomever, if it spreads to them. When you get vaccinated, you're protecting yourself and your family. For example, adults are the most common source of the pertussis, which is the whooping cough.
Mm-hmm.
Infection in infants, which can be deadly in infants. So, you know, there was a commercial. Anyway, I'm going to do the whole thing before I go in extemporaneous. But anyway, they said in 2017 alone, 13 U.S. infants died from whooping cough.
Mm-hmm.
10, your family and coworkers need you. In the U.S., each year, millions of adults get sick from vaccine-preventable diseases, causing them to miss work and leaving them unable to care for those who depend upon them, including their children and or aging parents. So that's the 10 reasons why we should get vaccinated.
So, wow, thank you. Wow, 1, 2, 1 through 10. So it just sort of like covers all of that. So, okay, I have them written down. So where were you going to go? I interrupted you. I don't want to do that.
Oh, no. I was just going to, talk about how, I don't know if you've seen like commercials with shingles. And like I said, I know people in my family and a couple of friends have had shingles,
mm-hmm.
and oh my God, the way that they describe how, I mean, the nightmare of it, basically, because what they described, that's what it seemed like to me. And so I was asking one of them, well, are you going to, I would say two out of the three said that they were definitely, as soon as they got out of the crisis of shingles, they were going to go and get a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, you know, like I said, there are diseases that are preventable. And it's up to us, you know, to find out what they are and, you know, see if it's something we think we might need to, you know, to take, you know, depending upon what, you know, your health is and that
right.
kind of thing. But it's something that you should, you know.
I feel so, because you don't really know what, you know, like I was mentioning, you know, you have whatever this is, and you can be asymptomatic, you don't have any symptoms, but you can give it to
right.
others. That's one thing to think about. So are you just thinking about your own selfish self, or are you thinking about others? And then when you really
mm-hmm.
stop and think about it, as I mentioned, you know, I don't like to take aspirin. So to come at me with a needle is going to take some time. You have to really,
right.
really, really convince me. I never liked needles or anything
mm-hmm.
of that nature. But when you really stop and think about it, you know, you don't know what's in the medication if you're taking anything. You don't know what's in your food. You really don't know what's in the air. So what difference does it make? Okay? So whether the... to really, I can tell you this, the persons that I've spoken with that have had the vaccine, they're more relaxed. They feel a little bit better, you know, because
mm-hmm.
they really don't know, but they did it anyway, and they're helping others. So it's just like, that's why I put on Bobby Brown, my prerogative. You know, you can do what you want to do, however way you want to do it. And but,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's so much... so many myths going around, so much not
right.
false information, so much
yeah.
Hearing the hearsay, this is this, and that is that, and this, and it's a money thing, and this is this, and this is it. You kind of like have to shut all of that down when those
right.
things start. I call it head talk. It's really up to the individual how they want to do it, but just because...
Well, that's what I was trying to do. Is,
yeah.
You know, quiet down the head talk, you know, all the stuff that I was hearing. I
oh, yeah.
wanted to get some facts to really understand. And, you know, again, vaccines are not new. The let me see, the year that I found was like 1791 or some stuff. And I'm
okay.
like, so they've been around. The smallpox was the first vaccine that came up. And we know
mm-hmm.
that, you know, how many people
mm-hmm.
that killed. And once
mm-hmm.
they got the vaccine, you know, we didn't have that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what they do is they work with our own body's natural defenses, you know, to help us stay safe from being able to contact whatever, you know, the disease is we're trying to prevent. So,
well,
I don't know. I know I've had some of the childhood. I had chicken pox, you know, stuff like that, but it didn't
mm-hmm.
get, I mean, everything was in, I didn't die from it, let's just say.
No,
that.
Well, the coach
and,
is still
and
here.
That was probably, yeah, as a result of a vaccine. So that's why I was like, I don't know why all the hoopla. It's not the first time vaccines have been developed, and, you know, things are developed. I mean, they didn't just start doing it, even though it seems like that,
mm-hmm.
but from what I understand, they've been working on it even in the previous administration, because they were aware of what pandemics were on the way, and
mm-hmm.
so they were, you know, being at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just say that, you know, facts dispel fear, or
mm-hmm.
should usually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I just try to get as much facts as I can about a situation, and then, you know, somewhere have some faith in it and move on.
Yeah, but, you keep on, and then you say, well, my cousin's husband took it, and he got sick. Well, everybody's different, okay? So what was wrong with him? And you don't know why this or why is that. You know, so you should monitor your body anyway, you know. And when your body starts talking to you, do things, because one thing can prevent another one. I'm not what you call a prescription drug person, and everybody in the world know it. Even the doctors, but, you know, it's not about you. It's about others, you know, because you could be healthy as a bull and, and triple-double immune and nothing to come your way, but if it's in the air, you could be a carrier also, since you don't know what you're doing. You don't know. The science is out there. You got to just put your faith, as you say, and it's up to you how you want to do that. And I'm glad to hear, you know, that they're ramping up on, you know, mobile units and stuff to get the persons that can't take the vaccine, because a lot of times it's people are trying to get, you know, scheduled for appointments. You can't get in. So I tell them to say say you're Mongolian, and maybe it happened. But I see that it's opening up a little bit more. And, you know, I'm walking around testing. And like I said, I don't have needles. So when I go get mine, they have to give me a lollipop. I want that candy in my hand, and I don't want to see no needle. Okay, I don't want to see it, because it just won't. It doesn't work too well for me. But it's not about you individually. It's about all of us. So we have to, like, shut down that. I'm sorry. Right. You can what?
No. I'm sorry. You finished.
No, if you can shut down that head talk.
Well, I was just going to say that. Yes. And for me, the way I shut it down is to get a some information about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I go from there. But, you know, if you can avoid getting sick and, you know, having more time, you know, to live, you know.
Well, I'm one of my brother-in-law. He said, I'd rather go take that vaccine than go to the cemetery. So that's the way he took it, and he was in the okay?
Right.
So I was teasing.
And we have all had vaccines, because we couldn't go to school unless we had a vaccine.
That's right. You have to have all your immunization shots.
I don't know why vaccine became such a divisive, I'll say, word.
Well, it's
because of
the information. And the rhetoric and the stuff that was put out and the way that this came about, it was a fearful thing for everyone. And so you know what fear does to people. I mean, something new coming in. And so you're already going through it, dealing with the unknown and hearing this and hearing that. So you just, back to what you say, you just... It's like Bobby Brown says, it's prerogative, and that's why I played it, you know, to do what he want to do. So everybody has their own prerogative out there, and just because you feel a certain way about something, that's good. You know, because everybody want to, it is called, you have the parasites and you have the allies. You know, I'm going back to Don Miguel Ruiz, and he has this book, The Mastery of Self, and he talks about the parasites and talks about the allies. And so, you know, anyone will tell you that a lion can only be destroyed from its intestines when those parasites get in there. Well, that's the same with everything else. So when this happens, it's what's setting your emotions up. Is it your parasites controlling you, or is it your allies stepping up? And once you realize that you have to stand in the middle of that and understand that, because, you know, time is short, nobody's here, but who wants to walk around? It's already bad enough, not 6 feet from somebody. Somebody get too close to you, you'd be wanting to scream and yell at them. You know, that's unnatural.
Right.
That's not natural.
Mm-hmm.
This is so different. You know, we human beings have to touch. Human beings have to communicate. You know, we're not animals. Sometimes we act like animals, but we not. And so you got all of this stuff going on with all the fear coming in. Then you have all this rhetoric coming over, feeding you information. So this one is doing this, this one's doing that, and it's 95% this one. And I'm going to wait on this one because, hey, it's all a needle, okay? And you don't know if it's Kool-Aid right. in that needle or not. So what you waiting on? If you get an opportunity to take it, take it. Okay, and like the old folks used to tell us when we were kids, and just see what happened. That's all
okay,
you have to
do. Let's see what happens, right?
Let's see what happened. All you can do is put it out there, but who want to be walking around with that on their head? Who want to be, you know, having that run around in their mind? I know I don't.
Yeah.
You know, that's like taking
right.
up space. You know, that's like, whatever's gonna be, and then you have people that are trying to prevent the vaccine and step out their door and get hit by a brick or whatever, you know. So
you
your time is your
exactly.
time anyway. So
exactly.
you can't prevent that. That's something that you don't have control over. You know, they say here today, gone tomorrow. No, here today and gone in the next 5 minutes. You never know. And then with
it's
this
real.
Coming in, it's just taking Texas. I don't know what's wrong with them. No masks. My sister say I'm going to wear four masks now. Nah, I'm not thinking about
absolutely.
Him talking about no masks because that's stupid. It's stupid and it's going to flare up. So what's the plan with that? What is wrong?
Right.
So you just look and you listen. You really have to follow your own self, follow your own mind, and listen to yourself most of the time. Don't listen to yourself
right.
all the time because sometimes yourself will confuse you. But you know where
yes.
I'm going. I'd rather be confused by me than to be confused by you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to myself better quicker
now
than I listen to you. You know,
yeah.
and like I said, when that self-talk starts coming in there, I have to, like, take a test and say, are you a parasite or are you an ally? Okay, which one? Right. Sometimes they jump on you both at the same time and they get to fighting. And that's a good thing, because when you can recognize what's happening, you can control your emotions. And that's what it is. It's fear, it's emotions, it's you know, it should have been here. We shouldn't have even had to have to go through this. Things moving out. Then you have anything that's stopping and blocking. So life is just like that. And as you say, if you don't know, get the facts about it. Research it.
Mm-hmm.
it. You can't go on what ain't Nellie is telling you.
Right.
And Barbara ain't even looked at the news or newspaper. So what is she talking about?
I know. Those are the ones that's always talking.
That's what I'm saying. When was the last time? What book? When was the last time you did some research? Or have you even typed in Google? And you
know.
Calling over here.
Oh,
tell me, no. I'm glad you came on Think Thursday because we're giving them something to think about. Think out there, people. Think. T-H-I-N-K.
Okay.
Think.
That's
think.
Right.
Think. Do not let anybody do your thinking for you. Do not let anybody convince you. And don't be swayed. You know, with this stuff going on, we just being blown around like leaves on a tree branch. You know, be the damn tree rooted down in the ground. Don't get swayed
That's
with
right.
that. So I'm glad that you came on, Gloria, to share this with us on, I think, Thursday. So we will have something
right.
to think about. And Miyoshi's checking in. She's been in and out. Sometimes we have, last week we ran into technical problems, but you know when you're dealing with technology, you're going to have problems. We'll take
That's
it on
right.
here. But I
Alrighty.
Am very appreciative that you have given us, and I have them listed here, but the most important thing is vaccines is the difference between life and death. You know, that's something that you don't just, they're designed to prevent, not to give. So it is
thing.
To prevent.
Right.
I have a lot of parents that won't get their children vaccinated because of autism and stuff, but then what happens is the child grows up autistic. They didn't get it, and so hey, we don't know that is the real reason, but that's one of them.
I was
going to
say that there's so many schools of thought on that, but
but that you could look at that, so you know the ones that don't read do research, you know what they say. Well, she's artistic because she did. You wouldn't let her get vaccinated and stuff, and most of them,
and some were
like
saying,
I said,
because they did get vaccinated.
It depends.
That's
the chance you have to take. I'm gonna take it back to what them folks used to tell us when we was sitting in the living room, not supposed to be in there. Just do it and see what happened. That's what I know.
There
so I'm
go.
Just saying, just do it and see what happened. You know, I can't stay up at night worrying about it. And I'm not gonna listen to Sam over here, who haven't picked up a book or or read a label in the last.
You know what I mean.
And Gloria, and for this to come to you, because see, you're our nutritionist, and you're the one, you're our wellness person, always telling us about all the nutrition for the body and stuff. And so for you to bring this here, this gives, you know, think about it, you know, because so it's,
we all want to be able to just get back some semblance of normalcy. So they're saying, like, if you've been vaccinated, I've been vaccinated, we can be in a room with 25 other people that have been vaccinated without a mask. So I'm just saying, it's something to think about. And, you know, I mean, that will give you, you know, some peace of mind when you're around other people that have, you know, done the same thing. You don't have to, you know, be worrying about whether you're going to pass something or catch something. You know what I mean?
And that's
so I'm just saying.
That is a telling of.
What's her name's time, too? Oh, my God.
No, I'm looking here because I'm checking on her.
Okay.
You know, she had a kind of, I wouldn't call it a tragedy, but she's going in and out. And she's just texting in, so she has a situation. So if you can stay on, you can stay on as long as you want to. Or if you have to go out, we all have to bring in next week because she has an event happening with her. And she's gone through, you know, she didn't share it, and I'll let her share it. But I'm kind of like handling her with kid gloves because I know she's going through it. To check up, but if you can hang, if you have to, you have to. But I need to ask you, you being an educator.
I have to, but I do have a couple of minutes, but I got some eyes.
Give me some minutes. Just let me know when you being an educator, and I know that you're taking care of your classes from the comfort of your home, and they're doing their work from the comfort of their home. What have you discovered with the children in the past year as far as this affecting them academically? What have you, because you deal with the high schoolers, right? Your high school.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
In terms of their academics, is that what you said?
Yeah, you know, like how are they dealing, you know, are they, I know you have assignments. I know you have all your curriculum posted and stuff. How are they dealing with that? Are they submitting in, or are you having problems, or is everybody moving forward?
Well, regardless of, not everybody. You know, it's never everybody. Some are. Some, you know, try to keep it as normal as possible. They participate, you know, stuff like that. Some of the students, they may not turn on their cameras, but you know that they're there because they answer it when you, and because you see their name, you just know, you know, they're not turning on their camera for whatever reason. And, you know, there's pros and cons with everything. And I think that they find some pros and some cons. Some of the cons are that they don't they may not have had the physical contact that they need, you know, with their fellow students. And some of them, you know, do see them, but I think that affects them. You know, of course, they want, like everybody else, you know, but. we're learning how to cope. I think that they're learning how to cope too, and finding some of the good in it. Like for instance, one good thing is they're able to keep their cameras off. I have to keep mine on. I wish I might have been able to. One day I might not feel like doing combing my hair or whatever. I'm just saying.
So
I don't have that luxury. You know what I mean? I don't have that luxury. I have to be visual at all times. So
okay.
I tell you what, I really do like, this is not my first experience with asynchronous learning, because I did my master's online.
Okay.
And, you know, there were some meetups, but for the most part it was online. And I love that. I love that I was able to concentrate on what I had to do without having any interruptions other than the ones I did myself. I don't know
right.
if that makes any sense, but for me, it worked. It doesn't work for everybody.
No.
But I like the convenience. I mean, who wants to travel the L.A. freeways going anywhere if you don't have to? And that's how I felt when I was like, hey, I come home from work, I go back to, I get on my computer, and I'm on there. I'm in school from the time I get home until in the morning sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it worked for me. It's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think that the students are adapting. And I think that's a good thing to, you know, to be adaptable. That's like being flexible, and it's always better to, I think, to be flexible as opposed to being rigid, you know,
totally.
Because you can't move being rigid. So,
that's
you know,
true.
And then plus you learn a lot of stuff, too. If you, oh, okay, I thought it was this way. I see it's not that bad.
And,
you know, I'm just saying, I think that the kids are going to be so resilient going forward. Because
they are.
Of all
they're already resilient.
Through. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? It's some good and it's some bad, but I think, you know, the good is going to maybe outweigh, but if it doesn't, it will have given them some life experiences, which
and some choices.
Is always helpful.
They have choices. Yeah. They know now that it can be done. Not it's just not one way to do it, that there are several ways
right.
to do it. As far as myself
Absolutely.
As a student, I was the type that was on the freeway. I'd like to be in your face looking at that professor's tonsil. And then mm-hmm. as you go start moving in, when you start working, you know, seeking higher academics, then, you know, you might have classroom, but you still have to do posting. You know, you still they taking
right.
you to that computer. You still got to post your assignments.
Yeah.
You still got your work group, so you're getting eased into it to
right.
go. Because you know, my word is I'm not a Zoomer, I'm a Schoomer, but I'm on this screen. I be Zooming so much,
hey.
I just got I got backdrop changes, girl. I think this is Studio
hey.
A going on over here. But I had to get in the swing of it. And I was forced
mm-hmm.
to do it, and I love every minute of it. So now I'm
That's
comfortable
good.
With it, you know, to get up. So, you know, people are calling and say, well, we're going to meet up and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so it's supposed to be social distance, but sometimes, you know, you do have to keep 12 feet apart and sign a paper or whatever you need to do. But my first thing is,
right.
oh, are we going to do this in person or is this going to be virtually? You should hear me. I said, did I just say that?
You see?
So
right
you get choices.
Yeah. Right. And when
and
you
it's
stay
good.
Open,
you,
you
stay
know,
open.
You learn new things.
Yes.
And she when they said Zoom, and I was like, oh Lord, I don't know what to do. Blah blah
I
blah.
I know. I,
but,
I
know,
remember the conversation.
Find out. Yeah. Come to find out, all I need is the address, just like the address you go to. yeah, that's it. You know what I'm saying?
And
how
you
they
know,
make things bigger than they are.
And you
then
know
when you start doing
yes.
them, like, oh, okay,
yes.
not that bad.
No. No, I know how to pre-set up. I get ready, do what I have to do. But it cracked me up. I said, oh, is this going to be in person or are we going to do it virtually? I said, listen at you. You begging
right
for
now.
That computer.
You go, girl.
So now you know,
that
you
means
get your little...
feel comfortable.
Yes. Yes, very comfortable, and because I do the, you know, when I do the webinars through the, there is a difference between Zoom meeting, and a webinar. They work differently. One does different things. So, you know, when people say webinar, now I know what to ask further. You know, like I have to do like a 5-hour symposium that's going to be scheduled through Antioch. It's a 5-hour mindfulness wellness, and I'll be working a breakout room, right? So here I go out and got all technical now. I said, well, am I going to be in the program all 5 hours, or will I just click in at my time to open up my room? I was trying to get out of that 5 hours, right? But no, you know, so I'm saying, so no, you know, people will show up in your breakup room. I say, so they'll be numbered, and you know, I might be 2, 3. So I'm learning because I'm researching.
Right.
So I'm knowing what to ask. So when it comes to
right, there you go.
Yes, I'm comfortable. I know what to expect.
Yeah.
So when I do lectures, the first thing I do is an introduction and say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to introduce ourselves. We're going to play a little game. You're going to hear a little music, and I want you to participate. You prepare people for it.
Prepare them, right.
So because, and I do that because I like to be prepared. We'll take a break for 10 minutes. I let them know what to expect, you know. So you throw it out there because it's very important, and that's why I'm researching and now, you know, submitting. I don't know about auditions and stuff, and people saying, I'm saying, I don't even know how to do a video, blah, 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 and I don't have anybody to come over here and shoot it. But if something come through that I can do, I bet you I'll shoot myself, okay, because I'm just that comfortable and send it in. But in the beginning, it was frightening because, you know.
Yeah.
So with the children, and the reason why I ask that about the children, Gloria, is because children are very resilient and they can adapt quickly. So I'm listening just observing the conversations with all the children miss their kids and the men who could pass. I'm looking at all that and I'm saying, you know what? Those kids are in touch with each other, whether you know it or not. They're going
to
get in touch with each other.
Exactly.
They're going to get in touch now. I'm looking at, is it the child or is it you, Mama? I know that. Yeah, okay. So they're you know.
Those kids are running them.
Driving them crazy.
They're doing the same thing they do to us at school, they're doing to the parents.
Now the parents.
Problem.
That's why the parents have this, going to have a newfound respect for an educator. Because now you see. Because, see, that teacher knows that child better than that parent. Yes.
Yes.
Child comes home, have dinner, go in the room, do the homework, do whatever. But that teacher knows that child because she spent a lot of time. She knows the moods, the attitudes. And then the minute that they get out of line and the parent get called in, the first thing the parent want to do is beat up the teacher and say, my child don't do that. You don't know what your child do. Okay? Because when they come home, you send them upstairs to their room, you don't know that side of your child. And so what I used to do with my parents is what I would do, you know, parents can be really a thing. They would come in, I say, Mama, drop the baby and double back in about an hour, okay?
Yeah.
Drop the baby and double back. Don't let them know you're going back, and you can see what's happening on that. But, Gloria, I hear you. You done gave me time. Miyoshi Marie, what's up? Say what's up as I'm not coming. But, yeah, she's going through something, so we got to take care of our baby. And make sure everything is okay. But as far as you coming on with this information and sharing and caring with us here on Waking Up with Linda Maxey, it has been a pleasure, and I am so glad that you gave us some more time because, you know, I stick to my word, and Miyoshi is going to appreciate you too. So on that note, we're going to say good evening, good evening, good evening to you. And I'm going to just give us something to think about and play us some, probably take us out all through the night with Luther. And we're going to call it a day and give people something to think about so they can clear their brains for the weekend, because it's going to be a whole new program next week. We love you, Gloria. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We love you, too.
All right.
So
good
bye.
Night. Bye. Bye-bye. Gloria Melion with us, giving us the 10 reasons why we should get the vaccine. And, you know, Gloria is a nutritionist, and she always goes the healthy, organic way. So for her to share that with us is something that we really, really need to think about, because she's not going to speak on anything until she gets the actual facts. And she pointed on a lot of things. Miyoshi Marie is having an event. She will not be sharing perfect timing with us this week, but she will be coming on next week. And tomorrow night, we have a surprise for you. We usually go nice and easy, but we're bringing on a very, very, very dear, special, awesome president of the EAPD, that's East Area Progressive Democrats. And he's going to share with us and give us something to find out regarding our forward movements and what we should do as far as getting more involved so that we can get self-gain information and don't have to go on hearsay. You know, this organization deals with self-care, community care, and global need. And, you know, all of that starts with us, with you. You have to start it off. So we're going to go out and give you some more Patty. The show has been sponsored by Community Unification and Collaboration, Grassroots Nonprofit organization that takes care of the need for the people and finds solutions for the world. Getting into the areas, taking care of the people, you know, lack of transportation in the areas. Persons don't have technology. Persons don't have anything that they need to have out there. Be kind. Think about others. Care and share.
And I wake up before I pull out my never got to take time. And all through my coffee break time, I said a little
prayer for you. Forever and ever, ever. Stay in my heart and I will love you. Forever,
forever
and ever,
ever.
Make out of the bottom of my heart, love you. Together,
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 together.
That's how it's a fit to live without you. So don't make me heartbreak for me.
Yeah.